Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. Hey, and you know what that means? It's church tonight. We look forward to the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We believe in three to thrive around here. That's Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And we look forward to a wonderful service together this evening. The children's clubs meet, and then the teens and on up are in the auditorium, and we have wonderful singing, and we have a missionary letter we read every Wednesday evening. We have a prayer page. We go over prayer requests and have a man come lead us in prayer. And then, of course, we have the study of God's Word. And we're continuing our study in 1 Timothy. We'll be in chapter 6 starting this evening. And so we look forward to that study and learning a little bit about contention and contentment and how that's handled in the church. So it'll be a great time. 7 o'clock tonight. If you don't have a church home, come out and join us. And if you do, then you be in your church and you be in your place and you be a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and ask God to meet with you and give you what you need here in the middle of the week. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to that book, 1 Timothy, we just spoke about. I want to take a particular passage here that we did a few weeks ago in our Wednesday night service, a little different look at it than what we did then. But Paul, speaking to Timothy here, says in verse number 10, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." So here's Timothy, a younger man, being trained by the older Apostle Paul, and he's giving him a pattern to follow. He is saying, Timothy, I'm an example, and you are to be an example. Someone said, example is not the main thing in influencing others. It is the only thing. And so we know that Jesus was our example, that we are to follow in his steps. And so Paul reminds Timothy that all of us are to be an example. He said in verse number 12, that we's to be an example of the believer. All of us are to be examples of the believers. How? In word. In word. You know, the sign of a spiritual Christian, one who's able to control his tongue. At the height of the Cold War in 1984, President Ronald Reagan was about to appear on a radio interview, and as a sound check, he said, quote, "My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes," end quote. Now, that comment, while not actually broadcast, did eventually spread through the rumor mill around the world, and it was not appreciated in Moscow. A newswoman for CBS covering George W. Bush's speech left her microphone on as she went into the restroom. And after listening to chit-chat for a few seconds, she heard that her describe her husband as a compassionate, great guy and his sister as a complete control freak. Now, there's nothing that does more to harm your testimony than a long, backbiting, mean tongue. Christians can talk about a spiritual life, boast about what they do or don't do, speak with great pride about their church or what they do for God, and yet they spend their time dipping their tongues in the slime of slander. And it signs the death warrant of the reputation of Christianity. The Bible's filled with condemnation of people that slander other people. Don't take up a reproach about somebody else. It's just as bad to carry the rumor around as it is to start one. Lack of control of a Christian tongue. It's the sign of a failure in living for the Savior. James put it this way, "If any of you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion's vain." So we have to be an example of the believer in word. So I wonder if we recorded your words for 24 hours, would you be an example of the believer in word? And then secondly, in walk. That's conversation. You say, I thought conversation is what we talk. Well, it is now, but in Bible days and in the early days of this country, your conversation was not just your talk, it was your walk, it was your whole manner of life, it was your behavior. So he's saying, Timothy, it's not just your words, it's not just your talk, but it's your walk. And some people are just going to be won by the way you walk, not by the way you talk. You see, happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Someone is looking up to you. Someone's trying to be like you. You are the best Christian somebody knows. So we're an example of the believer in word and in conversation and in charity. Charity is where we will willingly, sacrificially give ourselves for the benefit of someone else with no thought of return, and we want what's best for them. We want to help them, and we want the best for them. That's why the Bible says charity will suffer long and is kind. Then charity thinks no evil, and charity thinks all things, or believes all things, and hopes all things. Am I an example in this area of charity? And then it says in spirit. That's having the right attitude. Leniency and being judgmental. Giving help to those in need and doing it with the right attitude. Just as word and conversation go together, charity and your spirit go together as well. Be charitable, be helpful, and don't grumble while you do it. Daniel had an excellent spirit in him, the Bible says. You say, well, Pastor, I help other people. Yeah, but how's your attitude when you do it? Do you do it with a good attitude? How's your spirit? And then faith. Faith is simply taking God at His word. It's believing God. It's trusting God. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We don't look at life or watch or move by sight. We watch and listen and move by faith. We give by faith. We serve by faith. We do ministry by faith. Everything we do is backed by faith. Faith in what? Faith in God. Oh, how often have we told you faith must have an object? And our faith is in the living God. And that's the only one that's safe to have faith in. So we're an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. You know, faith will lead to purity. Purity here is simply means free from contaminating matter. Timothy, be an example in purity. Guard what you watch. Guard what you read. Guard what you listen to. Is this causing me to be pure? Or is it contaminating me? Faith and purity go together. Your talk and your walk, your charity and your spirit, and your faith and your purity. Years ago, the communist government in China commissioned an author to write a biography of Hudson Taylor, and the purpose was to distort the facts and present him in a bad light. Hudson Taylor was a great missionary to China. They wanted to discredit his name and discredit the gospel. The author was doing his research. He became increasingly impressed by Taylor's character, his godly life, and he found it extremely difficult to carry out his assigned task with a clear conscience. And eventually, at the risk of losing his life, he laid aside his pen, renounced his atheism, and received Jesus as his personal Savior. Whether we realize it or not, our example leaves an impression on others. Now, how can we be examples? Well, he goes on to say, give attendance till I come. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Now, give attendance there means to stretch. Give careful application of your mind. In other words, Timothy, you got to keep growing. And you're going to keep changing because you're going to grow. And growth means change. And listen, none of it's like change. But growing means we change. And so, Timothy, you got to stretch yourself. How? He says you're going to be reading. Particularly, this has reference to reading the Bible. The Bible says, and it shall be with him, in Deuteronomy 17:19, it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. Read the word of God all the days of your life. Oh, my friend, give yourself to the Bible. Don't be ignorant of the word of God. Not the iPad, not the TV, not the CD, not the DVD, the Bible. Success and peace and blessing and wisdom and knowledge and strength and understanding and long-suffering and kindness. It's all in the Bible, my friend. Stretch yourself. Read the Word of God. give yourself to reading, to exhortation. That is a word that means urge out. Urge out of an old way into a new way. Timothy, have an urgency when you speak to people. Preaching needs to be with urgency. We got to stir people up. We got to peel the bark. We got to shell the corn. We got to tear it up. We got to pitch a fit. We need exhortation. Otherwise, we don't change much. Truth is, if we don't get urged out of some of our old ways and into a new way, we just kind of keep things the way they are. And so we need exhortation. The Bible says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. Man, let's get the exhortation back in our churches. So we have to give ourselves to reading, to exhortation, and then to doctrine. What's doctrine? Bible teaching. Stretch yourself to know Bible doctrine. You ought to know about salvation. Every Christian ought to know how to take his Bible and easily explain to another person how they can come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You ought to be able to show them how everyone's a sinner and that sinners deserve to pay a sin debt and that Jesus paid that debt when he died on the cross and that they by faith can receive him as their Savior. And then they ought to be taught their security in Christ. And then they ought to be taught the next step of obedience is to be baptized. And they ought to be taught where the Bible came from. You ought to be able to show them from the Bible that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And then the incarnation, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then about the church and the local church and separation from the world and the second coming of Christ. Have you stretched yourself to know Bible doctrine? How hard have you tried? The only way to be an example of the believer is to give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. And then you'll be able to be the example in your word, in your conversation, in your talk, in your walk, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity. He says, Timothy, you meditate upon these things and gird yourself wholly to them, and your profiting will appear to all. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil, and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. And best of all the preachers are the ones who live their creed. For to see good put into action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the sermon you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. Do as I do is what Paul was saying. I hope you'll be an example of the believer today, and I hope I'll be an example of the believer today. That's what the Lord needs, and that's what he desires. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Lord willing, I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.